Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to a special episode of the Late Night with Seth Meyers podcast. Late Night is off this week, but on the podcast, you'll hear Seth check in on one of President Trump's most notorious advisors, Stephen Miller. Then you'll hear a special guide to the Republican Party under President Donald Trump, read by someone you may recognize. Finally, our own Fred Armisen will help you relax in a special tutorial. Now let's get to the show.
As news coverage has been dominated by the chaos in the Senate and the White House, one senior official in the Trump administration has been quietly getting away with implementing immigration policies that could change the very fabric of our society. This is The Check-In. From anonymous op-eds to books detailing the horrors of working in the Trump administration, we're led to believe that pretty much everyone in the White House is miserable. But that's not the case for everyone. Because you might remember Trump's senior policy advisor, Stephen Miller, right? Miller is the architect of everything from the Muslim travel ban to separating children from their parents at the border. Now, Miller has been avoiding TV cameras lately, but when he first got into the White House, he wasn't shy about publicly defending his horrendous views on immigration. And just watch him put the offensive in charm offensive.
In the end, the powers of the President of the United States will be reaffirmed, and the whole world will see clearly and unmistakably, and it's the message I want the world to hear today, that this country will protect its borders.
I would happen to know better than you would, Jake, about how the travel ban was written. And I just want to say...
It sounds like you're trying to engineer the racial and ethnic flow of people into this country.
Yeah, that is one of the most outrageous, insulting, ignorant, and foolish things you've ever said.
Man, imagine being that fired up about deporting people. Jim, I would fight you right now if I weren't rock hard and forced to stand behind this podium. But getting off on publicly attacking illegal immigrants wasn't enough for Miller. He's now more quietly going after legal immigrants as well. Miller was behind an egregious new proposal that would make it more difficult for legal immigrants who have used any kind of public assistance, things like food stamps or housing vouchers, to get a green card or obtain citizenship in the U.S. This has already resulted in some immigrants turning down government help to buy infant formula and healthy food for their young children. Although, if you listen to Fox News, this whole thing isn't Trump's fault at all.
It says that immigrants are already turning down government subsidies to help buy staple foods and infant formula for fear that it could bar them from receiving a green card. Is that something that's really happening, or is that not true?
If it's happening, it's happening because, again, the far-left media is misinforming the American people. They want people to panic. They want the American people to think this president is racist and he's against poor people.
The left doesn't exactly have to do anything to make Trump sound more racist. Okay, guys, he called for the execution of the Central Park Five. He was sued for not running to black people. He called NFL players sons of bitches. But America still thinks he's a one-man Benetton ad. So, any ideas? But that's why Trump gets along so well with people like Stephen Miller, because they're both racist and hate poor people, especially the most vulnerable people in the world, like refugees. Just a few weeks ago, the administration said they would be limiting the number of refugees the United States would accept next year to a mere 30,000, which is a record low. And of course, Miller had his tentacles all over this decision as well.
The Trump administration plans to slash the number of refugees allowed into the U.S. to just 30,000 at a time when the U.N. is saying the crisis of refugees, the surge in the number of refugees around the world is unprecedented.
It is considered a really egregious setback in terms of national security and foreign policy.
Well, if Secretary Mattis and Secretary Pompeo aren't driving the policy, who is?
Stephen Miller. He's 33 years old. I'm sorry.
No, you're not. That's exactly what you're saying.
No, it is hilarious that that guy is 33. Even his hair doesn't want to be associated with him. Now, whether it comes to limiting the number of refugees or installing a zero-tolerance policy for immigrants crossing the border, Miller and the administration are defending these misguided policies by claiming that they're focused on putting Americans first. So how's that going?
Cancer research is taking a hit because of immigration costs. CNN is reporting the Trump administration is moving $260 million from cancer research, HIV, AIDS, and other programs to cover the cost of housing undocumented immigrant children in custody. New policies of holding kids longer and reuniting them later are one of the reasons for the move.
So in order to pay for detention camps for children, we're cutting back on cancer research. Now, you may be asking yourself, why couldn't they take the money from somewhere else? Well, it's difficult to make that decision because President Trump just has too many good ideas that need funding.
What are we going to do? Space Force.
So how is Trump's favorite ghoul, Stephen Miller, able to get away with his takeover of immigration policy? Current and former administration officials say Miller has been blocking opponents from key meetings, restricting the flow of information, and inserting his allies in key positions. Stephen just had this aura about him. People realized at that point, this guy, Stephen, is the president of immigration. I don't think that's an aura around Stephen Miller. It's just the formaldehyde evaporating. And things have gotten so bad. Things have gotten so bad that Miller's own childhood rabbi is now warning people about Miller's immigration policies.
The West LA childhood rabbi of presidential aide Stephen Miller is blasting his former student for supporting the Trump immigration agenda. Rabbi Neil Comes Daniels lashed out during his sermon in Santa Monica marking the Jewish New Year.
There were groans when Rabbi Comes Daniels began his sermon reading a letter to Stephen Miller.
To Stephen Miller. Senior advisor to the president.
It's completely untenable. It is not ethical, and it's cruel.
To be fair, those two have been at odds since the bris. Rabbi, stop! That's his head! Even Miller's own uncle has come out publicly to draw attention to how hypocritical and heinous Miller's views on immigration are.
Our family history is entirely dependent upon the fact that our family was able to escape from a terrible situation in what is now the country of Belarus. Put it simply, had we not been able to enter America when we did, Stephen Miller would never exist.
That's right. Stephen Miller is a descendant of immigrants, not just immigrants, but refugees. I don't know what kind of brain disease causes that level of self-hatred, but we've probably diverted money from it to pay for detention camps for children. This has been The Check-In.
Now it's time for Donald J. Trump's Guide to Republican Greatness by Donald J. Trump. Since the beginning of time, the Republican Party was full of haters and losers, even Honest Abe. I prefer my presidents alive. Then, in 2016, I became president and made the GOP great again for the first time, which is why the midterms will be a red, not blue, wave. It all started when I beat low-energy Jeb in the primaries. His low-life cousin Billy got revenge by leaking my locker room talk to the press. Then they made me apologize, which everyone agrees was totally unfair and probably illegal. So the voters made me president. Then, at my inauguration, I had the biggest crowd ever, period. If you don't believe me, I'll send you an autographed picture of it. I should have gotten a Guinness Book World Record, but I guess they can't count that high yet. Sad. Crooked Hillary was so upset she lost that she spread fake news that I colluded with Russia. No collusion. But even if there was, it's totally not a crime. If anything, Hillary colluded, lock her up. So what if I colluded? It's smart of me, actually. Witch hunt. I also met in private with a very strong and very handsome Russian president, Vladimir Putin. We discussed how to make America great again by giving him my email password.
You've got mail.
He also gave me a fun DVD from my last vacation in Russia. Sweet guy. Everyone thought my affair with Stormy Daniels would hurt my poll numbers, but did you see how hot she is? America loves hot people. My other mistresses were even hotter, but those affairs haven't leaked yet. Also, no other Republican has a wife as hot as mine. Melody, I want to say. Before I came along, Republicans had the nerve to make rich Americans pay taxes, except me, wink, wink. But thanks to my big, beautiful tax cuts, now the rich won't have to pay for anything ever again. And don't worry about the national debt. We can print money. I alone will fix. If there's one way to make America great again, it's to elect more cowboys, which is why I picked Roy Moore to be my guy in the Alabama Senate. But then Democrats got angry. He had very young girlfriends, jealous much, and they chased him out of town like a dog. Anyway, I never liked the guy, so he lost. Did you know the government can shut down? In business, we call it bankruptcy, which I'm an expert in. Not to brag, but it's already been shut down twice in my first term, which I'm told is some kind of record. Best president ever? Everyone knows Obamacare was America's biggest disaster since they canceled The Apprentice, so I promised to get rid of it. But Republicans didn't have anything to replace it with, so I didn't get rid of it, which some would say is like giving everyone healthcare all over again. So you're welcome, America. Now go vote Republican on November 10th.
And these are sounds for some ASMR. This is just to shut out the world. You can do it. I know I can. Are there any words that you like to say or whisper? How about Dresden? Dresden. 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 Puzzle piece. Puzzle piece.
Puzzle piece.
Shovel. Shovel. It's relaxing, isn't it? Puzzle piece, shovel, Dresden. Musical instruments can be quiet. How about a maraca? Jump rope, Connecticut, million, yellow, whatever, Reykjavik, Reykjavik. You can even do some words backwards. What about a cowbell? Let's let the cavern of the interior of a cowbell make its own noise without playing it. Sounds pretty good. I don't have a pen, so I'll do the sound effect myself. Okay, I hope that helped you relax. But now you've got to go back into the real world. So let sounds become loud again. Breathe loudly. Now you can be yourself. That ASMR was part of the past. Now you are back in real life. You could talk at the volume you prefer. You could use the words you like to use. Whatever accent you want. It's okay. See you later.
Want more Late Night with Seth Meyers? Be sure to follow the handle at Late Night Seth on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. You can also watch full episodes of Late Night at LateNightSeth.com or on the NBC app. And please tell your friends who are fans of Seth Meyers to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.